Greetings, Western Healthcare Alliance members and friends. This is Angelina Salazar, your CEO, wishing you a happy early spring. I am definitely feeling the spring fever, as I know many of you are. And I'm also really grateful for the snow, especially after our very dry summer last year and the fires. So bring on the wet spring. April has arrived, and now we kick off our 2019 peer network group meetings with specific initiatives from each group after our recent Western Healthcare Alliance annual summit. Now, as a reminder to those of you who attended, you were part of a member-wide innovation workshop, and you ended your day with your peer network group collaborating and developing a group goal for the year ahead. So I thought I'd take an opportunity here to let you know what all of those great goals are. So let's start with the CFOs and the IT group. CFOs and the IT leaders want to increase overall participation at the meetings because they know that collaboration cannot occur unless you're at the table. So they've got some great ideas to increase participation. The CNOs and the quality leaders, they want to create a resource portal. And in this portal, they want to share policies, staff development, regulatory, risk assessments, compliance, you name it. They want to have a portal they can go to be the place to get that information. Marketing communication leaders, they are going to best determine how their communities want to receive hospital and healthcare information, and they're going to do that by developing a survey tool together. Now, our HR, laboratory, and therapy leaders are all focusing on staffing this year, both recruitment and retention. So at every meeting, there's going to be some component of staffing. Materials and management leaders want to implement a training program, speaking of staffing, that cross-trains inter-hospital employees. They're calling it like a shadow program. And the revenue cycle leaders, they want to collaborate on bringing more training to their regions and sharing resources. So lots of great stuff at the meetings ahead. If you haven't registered yet for meetings, please visit wha1.org and you can see when the meetings are and register early. And one more thing, you're probably wondering, well, what about the board, which is made up of CEOs? What are they talking about? Well, they also are determining areas of shared effort around compliance and possibly developing a shared linen service. They're looking at lots of different things. But more importantly, they're talking about what it means to be a WHA member. And they're continuing the discussion around the question we all heard at WAS, what else can we do together? After 30 years, we've done a lot. There's so much more that we can do. So what else? What else can we do together? Rural hospitals, as we know, are closing around the country, and yet Colorado and Utah are staying strong. And we think that's because of your commitment to collaboration and support of each other. So keep it up. Keep up the great work, and let's look forward to the year ahead together.